Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I want to read to you about a time when Jesus had association with a certain centurion, a centurion of great faith. Now, we have this record in both the book of Luke and also in Matthew. I want to read both of them. Of course, there be similarities, there are no contradictions. But I think it will become apparent why we want to read both of them. In Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 1, "Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick." Now Matthew's account is in the 8th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 5. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Now as one reads and compares these two accounts, he sees, as I said, certain things that are included in both of them. But we also see some things included in one that may not be included in the other. Now, there's no contradiction between Luke and Matthew and what they wrote. They simply did not copy one from the other. They wrote individually, but naturally reporting upon the same event, they would have things of a certain similarity. And that was true in this particular case. But like I say, there's no contradictions. You know, friend, a contradiction does not exist when both things can be true. And everything that is recorded in each account can be true without contradicting anything that's found in the other account. But taking the two records together, we find additional information in one that's not found in the other, and when we take them both, we have the full inspired record. Now, by this time in the ministry of Christ Jesus the Lord, he had preached the Sermon on the Mount. He had been subjected to the temptations of Satan. And certainly before that, he'd been baptized of John. He had performed many mighty deeds. and he had become famous among the people. He was widely known. He was found with favor with many people. Of course, there were some that looked upon him with disfavor. But wherever Jesus went, there was a multitude of people following him. And he comes to Capernaum. Capernaum was located near the Sea of Galilee. And multitudes heard him preach, and they followed him wherever he went. And Jesus performed the miracles, and many believed on him that he was the Son of God. Jesus is always the main character in circumstances involving him. And yet, there are lesser characters surrounding him from time to time that are worthy of notice. And we want to focus our attention on this certain Samaritan, this certain centurion, a Gentile. This man was a military officer of the Roman army. He was in charge of 100 men. He was under authority himself, and he had authority over others. But I want us to consider his attitude and his condition of his heart. This man's attitude toward his servant was expressed in 2 ways, by his words and by his deeds. This immediately tells us something about the disposition and the character of this man. The Bible says his servant was dear unto him. Now, while many in his position were ruthless, many of them were merciless, many of them demanding toward others, this particular centurion demonstrated a capacity for loving his fellow man, regardless of what level of society he might be. Now, the servant, of course, was to be considered the lowly among the centurion. But the centurion was compassionate toward him. He was sympathetic. The servant was sick. In fact, he was nigh unto death. But his master was kind, without cruelty toward those who were subject to him. Now, these are qualities, certainly, friend, that Christians ought to possess. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17, we are taught that we cannot shut up our heart of compassion from others and at the same time claim to love God and that God abides with us. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, an epistle teaching Christians how to live and conduct themselves, Paul said, "Be ye kind one toward another." Kindness is a mark of a person that professes to follow after Christ. Oh, how our world needs kindness one toward the other. The world in which we live, friend, it staggers and reels beneath the burdens and the blows of man's inhumanity toward his fellow man. Just look round about. Is there not prejudice and hatred and envy one toward the other, very much in evidence? We see such violence that like you can hardly imagine, the brutality that people have sometimes toward other people. Of course, there's everywhere seems like there's war, and there's murder and robbery, people assaulting one another, exploiting one another, every kind of abuse that you can imagine being practiced one against the other. Now, behind such deeds lies an evil heart, and that heart needs to be changed. It needs to be regenerated. It needs to be born again in Christ. The only way to keep man from becoming evil or correcting his ways once he has become evil is that he has a change of heart toward Jesus Christ. And he learns about this as he studies from the Scriptures, because the Scripture teaches us to have faith in Christ and to be obedient in Christ and to develop the characteristics of Christ. But this centurion's heart, it shows his attitude not only toward his servant, but also toward Jesus. He sought Jesus. You see, he was not content that all was well with him personally. He grieved for those who were in distress. He had kind feelings toward those who were less fortunate. He was not unconcerned, and he was not unwilling to detach himself from the plight of others. He was willing rather to become involved, to commit actions on the behalf of others. Man's inhumanity to his fellow man is only aggravated by one's selfishness, his disinterest in others, his unconcern for their welfare. Oh, there's so much of that characteristic of our time. And a concerned heart will produce concerned action. It certainly did with this centurion. To cause one who is unconcerned to become concerned about others demands a change of heart. He must want to conform himself to the image and the pattern of Jesus Christ. Now, a noble characteristic of this centurion shines forth in this event. Well, it's like light piercing darkness. It was his manifestation of genuine and sincere humility. Now, he was a conqueror. He was a man of power. He was a man of authority. He knew he had authority. Others knew he had authority. Yet, he humbles himself to seek the favor from a lowly Jew, who was actually a subject of the Romans, because Rome dominated the area. And this man was reluctant to approach Jesus himself. He approached Jesus through somebody else. He asked the elders of the Jews to solicit from Jesus the willingness to come and to heal his servant. And he appealed to those who knew Jesus rather than to go and speak directly to Jesus himself. But even when Jesus was willing to come to his house, he said he counted himself unworthy of the Lord's blessings. In fact, he said he was even unworthy of the Lord's presence. Now, you know the elders told Jesus how the centurion, he had been more than a ruler, more than a benefactor. He had helped them and loved his nation, built a synagogue for them. Verse 5 says, "He loveth our nation. He hath built us a synagogue." Now, that was most unusual, that a Roman would want to favor the Jewish people in this fashion. But the Jews considered this centurion worthy of whatever favor Jesus could bestow upon him. Verse 4 says, "He was worthy." But his genuine humility, he said of himself, "I am not worthy." Friend, this quality of humility, is that not a Christ-like virtue? In Philippians chapter 2, we learn of the humility of Christ. Christ taught his disciples service and humility. In John the 13th chapter, we have that record. Luke tells us, "For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." The centurion did that. In 1 Peter chapter 5, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Friend, these are noble characteristics in this centurion, and we're going to see some more things about him that we would do well to imitate in our own lives. We'll study about this in our next lesson. We hope that you will be listening. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.